This is Ozarks at Large. In the wake of the coronavirus outbreak, many farmers have been left reeling. But one sector, community-supported agriculture, which delivers boxes of fresh local produce directly to customers, is flourishing. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
In March, when businesses, schools, and restaurants shut down to slow the spread of COVID-19, the demand for some agricultural products plummeted. By May, an estimated $5 billion of fresh fruits and vegetables had been wasted nationally, according to the Produce Marketing Association. But for some smaller farms, the pandemic has had an opposite effect.
We've had a record number of customers for the CSA this spring, summer season. It might not sound like a record, so we've sold 30 this season, and that's what we wanted to sell. And previously, we've never sold that many. We've never hit our goal before. And really, in March and April is when we really hit our stride.
That's Dan Miller, a farmer with Hazel Valley Farms just outside of Fayetteville. His farm operates mainly through a model called Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA, where consumers buy a share of the farm and receive a box of fresh produce each week at their door or at a pickup site. And Miller says he believes the new surge in customers was in response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
There's supply chain issues with larger grocers. There's availability issues when you go to the grocery store. People want the security of having a fresh local food supply more than ever. We just opened up our CSA for our August to October. We just opened up last week, and so it's been open for 1 week, and we have sold 23 shares. So we only have 7 shares left. In 1 week, that's pretty unheard of.
But now, with social distancing guidelines and uncertainty about the supply chain, customers are finding CSAs a more popular option. Diana Endicott, executive director for the Food Conservancy in Springdale, says the crisis forced farmers and consumers to rethink food supply and accessibility.
And so we had a lot of farmers, small farmers that were actually had planted and were growing for the restaurant. And then the restaurants closed down. We had some of them that, you know, were supplying products to the schools, and the schools were closed. And even, you know, the hospitals had limited access. So they had a lot of products and not a market for it. So we pivoted and we started the local box program and the local CSA program. And then as far as the consumers, I think the consumers like the idea of the accessibility and the affordability of it.
The Food Conservancy, which aggregates and distributes produce from local farms, started their own CSA provision boxes in response to the pandemic to give farmers another market for their surplus goods and to reduce food waste. And she says while farmers are seeing a jump in CSA shares now, incorporating local food more widely to wholesale markets will make a bigger impact on regional food systems going forward.
You know, even if you do direct to consumer, that's still... In order to grow farms, you have to have wholesale markets. So I think that's the gap that we're filling is, I think the direct-to-consumer provides awareness, and it has a certain demographic of people that want to support that. But we also have a larger demographic that shops at the grocery stores and, you know, and also want to support it. So I think that being able to reach larger wholesale markets, I think that's one of the gaps.
And in an effort to fill that gap, the Food Conservancy sends some of those local provision boxes directly to Harps grocery stores in northwest Arkansas. Still, the coronavirus outbreak exposed the vulnerabilities of the global agribusiness supply chain, and CSAs offer a popular alternative. But as Amanda Perez with the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture says, the model doesn't work for all farms.
We thought that at first there would be this huge kind of shift to local markets. And in some regards, some farms were able to successfully see that happen if they were using some technology platforms. So if they were offering online ordering or marketing through social media platforms, and farms that actually were able to put those practices in place early on actually saw a benefit from that and had at least met all their original sales goals, and some may have seen an increase in sales early on if they could shift to online platforms, because at first many of our farmers markets were not open or were not planning to open. Some of them opened with decreased capacity. And when they did that, you know, a lot of people were nervous about coming into a public setting. And so they actually, at first, we know that they had a decrease of participation. So for farms who have a community-supported agricultural program, if they were only using a farmer's market that wasn't open, then they would have seen decreased sales because they wouldn't have an outlet for that. If they were able to transition to another site for pickup or to offer an on-farm pickup or delivery, then they were able to meet their sales goals.
Perez says the shift to CSAs is facilitated, like so much during this time, by the internet, which means added effort and stresses for farmers and buyers in rural communities where internet access is limited.
And so people might not be able to get it, you know, at their home on a computer, but they might be able to take their smartphone and drive to an area and connect. But, you know, sometimes that can be difficult to, if you're an individual wanting to make a purchase or something like that, that's a lot of work to do that. So I do think that it would be challenging to kind of get the word out about shifting markets in those communities.
However, she says the renewed interest in local produce right now is an overall benefit.
You know, all systems are usually more successful if they're diversified because you have less risk and less vulnerability when something happens.
And Dan Miller agrees. He says that if there's one positive outcome from the crisis, it's a shift to more sustainable food systems.
More people are finding out about local farms. This has put a spotlight on local farming as well. So people are searching out and finding local food, either through the farmers market or through CSAs. And I know more CSAs are starting, and that's really exciting. So I think it's increased community awareness about how to support local farms and in turn, obviously, you know, get nutritious and sustainable food for their families.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.